Thank you, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Matt Hauser from Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, how are things in Birmingham?
They are great.
Great in Birmingham? That's fabulous.
Yes.
I want to say that I have had some of the finest barbecue in my life in your
neck. Yeah,
and if I were a pig, I would go to Birmingham and lay down my life. Matt, welcome to our show. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Matt's topic?
It's like New Coke meets Olestra, delivered in an Edsel.
Corporations looking to inject new life into their product line often get caught up in the belief that newer is always better. But as history has proven, that rarely works out. This week, we read about another innovation that blew up in the face of the people behind it. Our panelists will tell you three stories of new business strategies that did not go as planned. Choose the real story. You will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yep.
All right. First, let's hear from Roy Blunt, Jr.
It's big. It's beige. It's the big beige phone. Sleeco, the designer appliance people, thought they had an idea whose time had come. Portable phone nostalgia. Surely cell phones couldn't get any smaller, snappier, more elegant. The market must be ready for some bland retro heft. Unfortunately, reports Trend magazine, consumer focus groups reacted to the 12-inch, 12-ounce phone with almost violent disapproval. One focus group member threw the big beige prototype at a marketing person and burst into tears. This may be the only focus group I ever get to be in, she sobbed. Why should I have to focus on something old and fat?
A big beige cell phone, not something that people want. Your next story of a bad business call comes from Paula Poundstone.
When customers of Wonton Food, the largest fortune cookie maker in the country, requested more fortunes with actual predictions rather than cryptic sayings, their writers introduced about 600 new ones. The problem is, though perhaps realistic, they're kind of downers. They got complaints over the fortune, "Today is a disastrous day. If you can't beat them, join them." And no one was happy to open their crispy sweet cookie to find, "It's over your head now. Time to get some professional help." Bernard Chow, marketing coordinator at Wonton Food, says he had not set out to insult anybody, but that seems to have been the effect of the line, "Perhaps you've been focusing too much on yourself." And many diners found their poo-poo platters didn't sit well when followed by, "There may be a crisis looming. Be ready for it." Mr. Chow now realizes upbeat fortunes would be better. So diners needn't fear finishing up a big Chinese dinner to find a fortune cookie predicting rice might not be good for you.
Fortune cookies with downer fortunes from Paula Poundstone. Oh. Your last story of a business idea that should never have gotten off the ground comes from Charlie Pierce.
A unique pet service in Delavan, Wisconsin was shot down by state authorities this week. Wanda's Parrot Shack had offered to train parrots to memorize and recite back any important numbers that their owners might forget. The project came a cropper when Sockeye, an African gray parrot, was stolen from Dr. E. Barry Bromfield, resulting in the theft of his credit card number, his Social Security number, and ultimately his identity. The parrot nappers were eventually captured, but the state police ordered Wanda Rutkowski to cease and desist. "We thought of our birds as being living Post-it notes," said Wanda. "We were wrong."
All right, let me review your choices. From Roy Blunt, Jr., a cell phone company that went wrong thinking that people were nostalgic for the old big beige phones we used to have. From Paula Poundstone, fortune cookies with downer fortunes telling you to duck. And from Charlie, parrots trained to remember numbers that turn into a security risk. Which of these is the real new product idea that went nowhere?
I think I'll go with Paula.
You're going to go with Paula's story of the fortune cookies? Well, we spoke to a business expert, somebody who knows a lot about this particular business.
The premise of a fortune cookie is good fortune. It's always a great way to end a fantastic meal. Of course, we always make jokes about it and say between the sheets at the end of the fortune, and we get our lucky lottery numbers. But it was never, ever any negativity.
That was Ming Tsai, host of the cooking show Simply Ming on PBS, explaining the messages on typical fortune cookies and why downer fortunes would not work. Congratulations, Matt. You got it right. Well done. You earned a point for Paula. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Excellent.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing with us today. We'll be down in Birmingham next year. Save some barbecue for us.
I will.
Bye-bye.